What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. This is Jonathan Barbera, and I wanted to talk about on this episode. Oh, actually, before we get going, a little bit of good news for us. The golf tournament that we do every year, we closed down registrations and everything this past Friday. And the tournament will be held this Saturday, September 22nd. And we've actually sold out. So this is the third year doing it and the first time we've sold out. So we've grown a lot since we started. We've more than doubled all of our sponsors. We got a ton of donations, a ton of gifts, a bunch of raffle prizes. So we're really excited. It's all for a great cause. And it's thanks to the community and you guys that we've been able to actually reach our goals and get to where we are. So I want to really thank you guys for coming together. And for those of you that are signed up as volunteers, sponsors, or golfers, we'll be seeing you guys Saturday. So definitely pay attention to your emails as we will be sending out more notifications and things to be aware about for that day. Now, back to our scheduled programming. What I wanted to talk about today, it's something that I have this conversation with many investors a lot of times. I mean, this is something that we talk about continuously, and it is around coaching and buying the right training program or hiring a mentor or anything along those lines, right? So, first of all, just to be clear about it, I am extremely biased on this topic. And I am completely against it, 100%. But this is because I have tried it, right? So when I started in real estate, I went to all of the seminars that were available. I've gone to a shit ton of RIAs, presentations, spoken to the mentors, spoken to the gurus. I bought a few programs and all of that stuff. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, you did it, so why shouldn't I? Because it's really not necessary. When I did it, first of all, real estate wasn't as big as it is right now. So a lot of these events that I went to that right now they're charging $1,000 for you to attend, I went for free. At the time, they were all free, which is why I went to them. So every event I attended, everything that I did was practically free. And the one program that I bought was $300, which is why I bought it. That same program right now, they're selling for over $5,000 because they're still selling the same program that I bought 5 years ago. So let's kind of cover what, in my opinion, of course, like this, everything in this podcast is based on our opinion and our own experience. Okay. Even though it's, seems like common sense, common sense is not very common nowadays. What you need to get started in real estate is just to get started is just learning the language, right? So you want to get started as a wholesaler or as a flipper or as a buy and hold investor. The biggest thing is you need to learn the language of real estate investing. You need to understand what a wholesale is, right? What contracts are, what ARV means, what, you know, how to value a property, like all these things. It's just mostly it's language. It's being able to speak to somebody within the real estate space. And when they're throwing things at you, you understand what they mean, you know? So that is the one reason why I bought this program. This program, what was it called? Can't remember. Revolutionary, some shit like that. But this program, the guru covered like every strategy there is for real estate. So I figured, I was like, holy crap. I was like, this is really cool because I'm going to learn the language of every single strategy. So I learned how to talk about subject twos, wholesales, flips, wraps, lease options, auctions, everything that there is. One they called that, I think it was like AMPs, something like that, where you like, I mean, it's pretty much a wrap. I don't know. It's some weird shit that they were trying to, because I mean, also gurus try to create their own shit. so they stand out from other groups. So I bought it and I did that. I learned the language. And that helped me a lot because learning the language gave me the ability that when I went to networking events and I spoke to other investors, I didn't sound like a complete newbie, right? And so we can talk about real estate and I at least knew what you were talking about. Even though I don't know what the how to do it because the programs can't teach you how to do it, at least I knew what you were talking about. So I can hold a conversation and I knew what questions to ask. So that was the biggest thing for me with education. I did buy some guru training when I first got started, and within a month of buying it, I called them and got my money back, and I returned the whole thing because they offered coaching, right? Which is the only reason why I bought it. I figured, I was like, all right, screw the training, I don't care. I was like, but I do care for coaching, because if I get a deal, and this is something I've always thought about, and this is how I even run our business right now, is when I get a deal and I don't know something, I find the smartest freaking person I know that does know how to do it, and I partner with them. So that was my thought process from the beginning. I was like, all right, if I can get a deal and I don't know shit, at least I know I can call this coach and have him walk me through the deal, right? So it made sense to me. And I bought it for that. They gave you this whole, like, I don't know, 12-week intensive, immersive coaching, whatever. And I went through that, I don't know, in like 2 weeks or something like that. I went through the whole thing. Once I went through it, I got out there and I started doing it. I found my first deal. I get it. I'm talking to the homeowner. This was back in New York. In New York, lease options are legal. In Texas, they're not. In Texas, you would have to do a subject to or wrap around addendum, something along those lines to do the same, pretty much the same thing. But at the time, lease options were legal, and because I was always looking for vocabulary, I knew about them, and I knew I could do it. But I didn't know how to do it. I didn't even know where to begin. So I found this deal, perfect scenario. The homeowners were extremely motivated. I could pick it up. This was many years ago, so we'll use some round numbers for now. I can pick it up for, let's say, $100. Their mortgage was like $800. And I can do a rent to own for, I believe it was like $40,000 more, and the rents were going to be like $500 more. And I can make that spread in the middle. And it was very doable. I just didn't know how to do it. So I called the coach, and the coach, it felt like I was calling a call center, right? So I called the coach and I tell him the whole scenario. They're like, okay, just get it on the contract and wholesale it. I was like, no, there's not enough room for a wholesale in that. And I was like, I know I can do a rent to own. Yeah, but no, you don't want to do that. He's like, maybe flip it. I was like, well, there's no room for a wholesale. Why the hell would I flip it? That's just stupid. And okay, hold on. Then they come back and they're like, okay, what you want to do in this scenario is, this is really not a deal. I'm like, how are you telling me this is not a deal? I'm telling you how I can do the deal. I just don't know exactly how to, you know, the ins and outs. Because, I mean, I always had the idea of how to do things. But when you get to the nuts and bolts, there's a lot of things involved. So I was like, I just need to know what's involved. And he's like, yeah, but it's not a deal. You can't do it. I'm like, okay. I was like, if I was to do it, how could I do it? Okay, hold on. They put me on hold. Come back later. Okay, so you sure you don't want to wholesale it? I'm like, holy shit. I was like, have you done any real estate deals? Yes. I was like, okay, you're full of shit. So then I just called in and I was like, all right, I want my money back. You guys are fucking call center. You're not even real coaches. None of you have done a deal. I want my money back. And they're like, oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Here you go. They refunded my whole... all my money with no problem. So then that's when I started kind of hating the whole guru and everything like that. And nowadays, the biggest problem that we're seeing is that everybody wants to be a guru. Just because they've been in real estate for 5 years and they've had success in a hot market, they want to be a guru. And they're charging $5,000, $10,000. And they're like, oh, I'll walk you through all these things. And I'm like, no, that is complete bullshit. Like, why are you paying these idiots to walk you through anything. I don't care how many deals they did. I don't care how smart they seem. It is not necessary. Now, the only reason why I think most people are doing this is because I understand that if you are paying a guru, you feel like it gives you confidence to go out there and get it done, right? And I can see that and I get that. But you can also get that same confidence by just finding a great real estate investor that's willing to partner with you on deals. And trust me, in today's market, any good investor will be willing to partner with you on deals. I speak to them all the times. I'm talking about people that have been in real estate for 15, 20 years that have real experience, have real money in this. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, if somebody brings you a deal and they want to partner with you because they don't know what the hell they're doing, would you do it? And they're like, 100%. No questions asked. And every single one I speak to says the same thing. So why pay somebody when you can get it for free? And not just for free, but you will get paid because they're going to walk you through the whole step. The deal's going to make money and you're going to learn so much more than by buying any of these programs. So that's one of the things. Another thing is that so many of these gurus are putting these programs together based on shit that they did 15, 20 years ago. Things that don't even work nowadays, right? So, or they're doing shit maybe in Florida that they're killing it with and they're trying to bring it to Texas and it's a different market. You know, contractors are different. The way the houses are built are different. The buyers are different. The neighborhoods are different. And they're like, no, you can do the same shit everywhere. No, you really can't. Because the way you're explaining how you're doing these flips in Florida, they wouldn't work here in Texas. You know, we don't have those kind of contractors that apparently you do have in Florida. You know, we don't have those same laws. In a lot of areas, we have different restrictions. We don't have the same, you know, there's so many things that change from one place to another. So these gurus that they try to do the one size fits all is complete bullshit. Even the ones that say, you know, I'm going to teach you how to do a subject too. I started in Texas with subject twos because at the time foreclosures were really big in Texas. So subject two, you're essentially taking over the mortgage of the homeowner that has the mortgage at the time, right? So they can't make the payments. So you come in and you catch up their payments and you take over their mortgage. And this is to help them because a lot of times those houses, you couldn't just buy them for what they owed because it was too much. You know, it wasn't worth putting that kind of capital in there. But if they had a mortgage in place at a low interest rate, it was worth taking it over, doing a few fixes, and then renting it out. So at least until the house appreciates, then you can probably sell it or refinance or do something at that time. And we will create a podcast soon about subject twos. We're just trying to gather all the information so we really put out everything on how to do a subject two successfully without screwing either the homeowner or the potential new buyer out of the deal. So we are going to cover that soon. We're just putting all that together. So, you know, it's a good podcast for you guys. But going back to this, they're like, one of the programs, they're like, I'm going to teach you how to do a subject two. So they taught me a little more than what I just explained to you a subject two was. And I was like, okay, cool. Then I get out there and my first, I don't know, a couple years, I did like over 60 subject twos. Not one was the same from the next. I mean, it was different title issues. It was different things with the contracts because they had different lenders. They were at a different process of the foreclosure process. Some of them were too close and we had to stop them. I mean, there were so many things involved with trying to get those subject twos done. So many more contracts, so many more things that needed to get done that they never covered in the program. And now I understand that there is no way that they can cover every possible scenario of a deal in the programs. I mean, it would be the longest freaking program in the world. So I get that. But that's why I don't think it's worth paying just to get a basic understanding. I believe that if you get a deal, again, that's good for a subject two, then bring it to somebody that knows how to take it down and learn how to do that. That's how I learned. Even though I had the basics, I had a subject two deal that was a great deal, but I couldn't take it down because I didn't have the knowledge to handle all the problems these homeowners had. And I ended up losing the deal. And then that's how I became partners with this this group out of Austin. This is a small family of investors. And it was that. We were at a networking event. I was like, yeah, you know, I had a great deal, but I just didn't know how to take it down. And I had this program, but they didn't teach me shit on it. And they were like, well, shit, next time you get something like that, bring it to us. We'll help you. I was like, done. And ever since then, every time I get a deal that I've never done or there's something funky about it that I don't know how to do, I start reaching out to the people I know how to take it down. And I tell them, hey, I have this deal. This is the issue. I don't know how to handle it. Do you want to partner on it? Period. I don't say, hey, can you help me out for free? I'll buy you coffee or take you out for lunch. None of that bullshit. It's their time. I'm willing to pay them for it. Plus, if I get them involved in the deal, I know nothing will be screwed up, because you're worried about the things that you see, but you don't know how many things you don't see that are going to arise once you're in that deal, right? So by having them on board with you, as those things arise, they can go handling it, right? And they're going to tell you got to do this, you got to do that, get this contract, get that contract, you know, be careful with this, be careful with that. And that's exactly what happened with me. And also with my partner, John. And that's how we got going. That's why, again, these guru programs and all of these things, I don't recommend them, because they've gotten way too expensive. Some of these programs, some of these trainings are like 10, 20, 30 grand, 50 grand, all because they say, oh, it comes with mentoring or it comes with coaching. And most of the mentors and coaches, and I know this firsthand from people that I know work for these gurus, that they don't know jack shit about real estate. And they tell me, they're like, all we got to do is, when somebody calls, is regurgitate the training. That's it. All we got to do is repeat the training. That's all they do. They don't know how to actually work the ins and outs of a deal. And then when they don't know, well, at least what they're doing, which is, I think, a great service to the investors, hey, you know what you should do? You should partner with this other investor in your area that really knows how to do it. So at least they'll connect you with an investor. But still, that shit is not worth no 30, 40, 50 grand. That is just ridiculous to spend that kind of money. I mean, if you have that kind of money, I would say dump it on a shit ton of marketing. You're going to get so many deals that you will learn more than any training could ever train you on. And you will, and all that money you're going to get right back by doing all these deals. So if you're willing to spend 5 grand, 10 grand, whatever it is on training, don't do it. Spend it on marketing. Spend it on marketing. Get your network going. Get some good investors that you can reach out to. And as the deals come up, start partnering. Stop thinking about, oh, but, you know, I want more percentage of the deal and all this dumb shit that all new investors want. Like, you don't know jack shit and you already want 100% of the deal. Like, stop it. If you don't know what you're doing, take whatever you can get. The whole point is for you to learn. So then later you can take the 100% on your own and you don't need to call anybody. But if you keep trying to nickel and dime these other investors that do know what the hell they're doing, they are not going to help you, because it's not going to be worth their time. You know, a lot of these deals do take a lot of time, especially the title process and structuring the contracts and making sure that the homeowner understands they have everything, right? Like, if you get an inherited property, I mean, there's so many things involved with an inherited property that most of the people that inherited the property, they don't have the documents that they need. And this can really screw up the closing if you don't know this stuff. It could really slow up the deal by months if things need to go through probate or through a will or stuff like that. So partnering with the right investor, it's going to get you to that point. They're going to tell you, okay, we need this, we need that, make sure they have this. So they're going to help you understand all the things that you need, so then you don't have to wait or lose the chance of getting that deal done. And you will learn. You will learn, which is the most important part. So that's my whole thing with the gurus and everything. Now, one thing that I have seen of value is you have programs like Fortune Builders. And over here in Texas, there's this one guru that goes around everywhere. They do like Big Dog or something like that, they call it. And same thing, the guru, the training, all that, I think it's unnecessary. But when you do buy into them, you're buying into their network. Now, that network is valuable. Because if you guys have gathered anything from what we've spoken in this podcast, is your network is what's going to get you to be a success in real estate. So buying into that network is something that I believe that, and I've seen it firsthand, that it is extremely valuable to have. Because other people in that network will help each other out. You know, it's once they get into it and they've all bought into it, they kind of create this own little group within themselves that they help each other out to become successful and all of that. Has nothing to do with the training or the guru or anything. It's just that they all spend an astonishing amount of money to get into all that training, realize that shit is not working, and they need to work with each other. And when you are a part of their network, I mean, we've gotten money lenders out of it. We've gotten deal partners out of it. We've gotten so many things out of these networks. So my business partner actually bought into one of those guru trainings before we got into business together. And he was a part of that network. And at first, it wasn't doing anything. But as we started growing, we started taking advantage of that network more and more, and they started seeing what we were doing, and they would come to us, all because my business partner is a part of that network. So that is the only reason why I would even consider joining any of those, is if I have, let's say the minimum buy-in is 20 grand to be a part of that network, and I have 20 grand that's just burning a hole in my pocket, I will put it up and buy into that network, because now I'm a member, I'm a part of them. So anything I need, like money or partnerships or stuff like that, I know I can tap into that network. And these people, I mean, think about it. Some of them are spending 50 grand on training. So if they're spending that much money, usually they have more money behind them. So that's where you can get some good money partners and stuff like that. But that is frankly the only good that I've seen come out of any of these expensive as training. Other than that, I really don't see any value or any necessity right now, and especially right now. I mean, we're such a hot market that if you just get a deal, you'll find somebody that's going to help you out, and you will make money and you will learn. You don't need to spend that kind of money on any training program or any guru. I mean, now so many local gurus, I mean, people that have been doing this for, I don't know, 3-4 years, and they've had some level of success, and now they're like, you know, walking around like, holy crap, I'm the king, I'm gonna start charging, I'm gonna start doing all this shit. And it's like, you're charging people. Which this is my issue with becoming a guru. So we were approached by somebody for us to do the same thing, to put a training program together and to give mentoring and coaching, but we would be doing it ourselves. So it does make a lot of money. Trust me, that's why people do it. They don't do it out of the kindness of their heart. Guru training makes a lot of freaking money, because you create a course one time, you package it up, and you resell it a million times. So it's continuous income, right? The problem is that, you know, like I said, to us, things change, rules change, strategies change, and you got to be able to adapt with the times. And most gurus don't do that. And then two, as a coach mentor thing, I don't have the time to be mentoring all these people. So they're like, well, charge what your time is worth. And I'm like, but that's, then the other problem I have is that not everybody should be in real estate. And when you're a guru, that can't matter to you, because then you won't sell anything. You literally got to sell to everybody out there, you know, even the ones that shouldn't be in real estate. And one thing that I always get back from these gurus is like, well, you can't make that judgment. You don't know who should be or shouldn't be. People may surprise you. Yeah, bullshit. I've seen people that they're too damn broke. They should not be buying your program, and they're going into 5-6 credit cards just to be able to buy it. They should not be buying it. You should not be going into credit card debt at 20% interest to buy a freaking $10,000-$20,000 coaching program. That may not result anything, because at the end of the day, and this is to defend gurus, A lot of people say, oh, guru programs don't work, this and that. Well, the biggest issue is that they spend all this money, and once they do, they're like, okay, I'm done. I spent the money, so this should start generating money. No, you spent the money to get your foot in the door. Now you got to put in the work. Now you actually got to get out there and put in the work. And just because you bought some expensive ass program doesn't mean you don't have to work as hard as the next guy. That means absolutely nothing. You need to put in as much work as it is necessary for you to get the deals done. I mean, we have pretty good success in our business and everything. We have a good amount of deals going on. We have good income coming in. But we're still out working a shit ton of newbies, and we're putting in the work ourselves. Because it's not an ego thing. It's that you just got to do more. You always got to put in the work. And these people, they spend 20, 30 grand on a coaching program, and they think that's it. That's it. I bought the program. Now I just got to make, I'm going to be successful. No, not at all. You bought the program. Great. Now put in the work. Now it's time to actually do the work, which if you did it anyway, if you were to do the work, you don't need to buy the program. So those are the people that I feel should not be buying these coaching programs. And that kind of leads me to when we were approached by somebody that they were on the digital marketing side, and they're like, hey, with what you guys know and all your resources and everything, you can put a really good program. I can sell it and, you guys will all make a lot of money. And we sat down, we considered it with my business partner because we looked at what's out there. We're like, there's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of dated crap. We can create something that we can go updating, right? That we can go updating strategies. We can go updating everything. And we can put this out and it'll create extra revenue. And then if people wanted mentoring, then we'll charge and do this. And as we're saying this, you can tell the look on both John and my face. We were not excited at all about this because, it really went 100% against everything that we believed in. And we're sitting there and we're kind of going through the flow and we're sketching this out. And I'm looking at him, he's looking at me, and we look miserable as fuck doing this. And then I was like, I don't want to do this shit. He's like, me neither. I'm like, well, there you go. Let's not do this. And I was like, but I do feel that education needs to be put out there, though. I do feel that. While there is a lot of free stuff out there, you have a lot of forums, you have biggerpockets.com. Their podcasts are okay. Some are good, some are not so good because you have a lot of gurus that go on there and it's more like pushing their shit and not really giving real actionable value. It's just very vague stuff. So, it's okay, I guess. What I do like about Bigger Pockets, I think it's a great place for you to go and get your language refined for real estate. Go listen to what other people are saying, what other people are doing, and you're going to learn what the terms are, what the languages are. You can ask questions. The forms are awesome. That is one thing, hands down, that I love about it, is the forums. They're great. You can post any question you want. And people are not going to make fun of you, nothing. They're going to answer. They're going to give you more than enough information. You get so much help on those forums. So that is a huge resource. Still, I was like, how can we do something for people that are starting off? Which was the idea behind an investor's journey. Is we decided, we're like, well, let's eliminate the whole guru program and doing all that shit because neither of us wanted to do it. But and then it was also the pressure. Once you do all that, you got to continuously deliver. We have a big ego that anything we do, we want to make sure it's perfect and people love it, right? So a program like that, it would require a lot of work from our end to make sure that everything is to a T, is perfect. And that kind of pressure, because we're charging for it, I didn't want, right? I didn't feel we need it. We're doing really good within real estate. We don't need to start teaching real estate because we're actually successful in what we're doing. People usually go to teaching when they stop making so much money in real estate. They go to teaching because they can make more money there. I consider that to be bullshit, but that's what people do. So I was like, let's still do this, but in a more laid back version of this, right? So this is where an investor's journey came in. We decided to go ahead, put this podcast together, and everything we do, we're going to put a podcast out. So every strategy we do, how we do the strategy, how we got the lead, how we negotiated the contracts that we used, the paperwork that we did, how we manage the contractors through it, everything that we're doing in our business, we are putting out in this podcast. We're not hiding anything. We're not reserving some, you know, crazy tricks that we use that we don't want to share with anybody. None of that. We actually show every single thing that we're doing with this podcast. And the reason we can do that is because we don't have, it's free. I mean, we have no pressure whatsoever of having to deliver, you know, a certain amount or cover certain things that maybe we haven't done. We don't have any of this pressure because all of this is 100% free. So, I mean, to the point where if you don't like it, don't listen. It's that simple. It's 100% free. I mean, and by doing this, it has helped us in understanding maybe some things that we could have done better in certain deals. Because, I mean, everything is a learning process. There is nobody out there that can tell you they know how to do every single deal 100% without ever making any mistakes. Every single deal is different. Everyone is a learning process. When you're dealing with people, anything can happen at any time, right? And when you're doing so many flips, so many deals, so many rehabs, there's too many moving parts, and there's so many things that we're learning on a consistent basis about our business, about our systems, about contractors, managing rehabs, buying materials, sourcing all these things. I mean, we're learning about this every single day, and every single day we're improving, we're optimizing. So we figured, what if while we're doing this, we're showing people how we're doing this? So if you wanted to start, you can start from zero the way that we did and go learning along with us, right? So as we learn, as we do things and we make mistakes, because we do make mistakes, we're going to be sharing them. Hey, this is how we screwed this up. This is where we lost money. This is where we made money. This is how we fixed it. So that was the whole purpose of this. And ever since we got started with that, man, we love the hell out of this. This has really been something that has made us both very excited and very happy. We've been able to provide people with a shit ton of value. We've been able to share a lot of the things that we're doing that most people don't never realized of how to do, and they didn't realize they can do it those ways, or maybe, you know, they needed more clarification. We have so many people always reaching out to us asking, you know, about things that we've talked about and to expand on it, so they can go out there and take action. And we, you know, we're emailing, we're helping people out, and all of this for free. We don't charge a dime for any of this because we still run our business, which is, like I said in the last podcast, what's made it hard about putting out more episodes is because we do run our business. We do run our real estate investment business, and it takes a lot of time. There's a lot of days that we're in and out, running around, doing this, doing that. And I completely forget to sit down and put a podcast together. So that's why these podcasts, they're unedited, because it's the easiest way I can do it. I just talk, upload it, and there you have it. I mean, it's as raw as it gets. There's no editing done. There's no special effects, nothing. This is just how it is. So going back to the guru training, going back to all of that, to sum it up, if you're trying to join a group of train, like the Fortune Builders group or something like that, I do believe there's extreme value in those groups. Just be prepared to pay for that minimum, and it's not for the training, you're buying to get into the group. So once you're in the group, use the group, network, reach out to them, be in that group nonstop, let people know who you are. I mean, there are so many times that people think I'm a part of certain groups just because I'm mentioned everywhere in those groups, but I'm not. You know, I just make sure to put myself everywhere, you know, so then people know who I am. So when I need something, I reach out, people help, you know, and they all come together and stuff. So that is one thing. Another thing, find the cheapest way to just learn the language. I think right now, hands down, Bigger Pockets, in my opinion, is one of the cheapest because it's free. The forum is number one. And then the podcast, you know, pick and choose which podcast you want to listen to. So you, then you're learning different strategies and different concepts and stuff like that. And take everything those people say with a grain of salt, because most of them are selling something. And when they're selling something, they tend to over exaggerate certain topics and certain things, like, you know, it's the only way to do it. And that's another thing. Any guru that tells you, hey, I only do owner finance because that's the only thing you should ever do, you should only do owner finance, they're full of shit. Don't listen to them. Move on to the next one. Because, and I'm using owner finance as an example. I mean, it could be flip, it could be buy and hold, it could be wholesale, whatever it is. Because in real estate, you need to diversify your portfolio, and doing one simple strategy is just not enough. You need to be able to do more than one. You need to be able to handle some rentals, handle some wholesales, handle a flip if you get a good one, set up an owner finance when you get a decent one. I mean, you need to be able to learn all these things. So any guru that tells you, you know, no, everything else sucks, this is the only thing to do it, they're just selling you that one shit that they know how to do, and that's it. And even then, I know the gurus that are selling these programs. I've met the gurus that are selling like just owner finance programs, and they do everything else too. They don't do just owner finance. I mean, one of the first gurus that I ever bought a program from and also returned after I went to the workshop, is they were selling a program on like finding vacant houses and stuff like that. So I buy this program, go to the thing, and they're talking about how to find vacant houses, how to find the owners and all this. And I was like, all right, cool. There were a lot of vacant houses where I was from. So I'm going through it. And the whole time we're there, he's talking about how, and this was a guy in New York, from New York, talking about how to find vacant houses in New York. So I, you know, that's why it made sense to me. But the whole time we're there, this guy's talking about all these storage units and shit that he's buying in Florida, and how he hasn't bought a house in I don't know how long because he's killing it with storage units. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, dude, we're in a vacant house program here. How are you bragging about storage units? And the whole time he's just talking about how much he's killing it with storage units, how he doesn't buy single family vacant houses anymore. And we're all there sitting wanting to learn about vacant houses. So I was like, all right, so you're really teaching something that you don't do anymore. So that was a big red flag for me. Definitely got rid of that program. But, you know, this is just my opinion. We've been doing this for a while. I've looked into a lot of them, and it's just not necessary. It truly isn't. I know people that have gotten started from nothing, with no guru program, nothing, and they're doing very well for themselves because they just put in the work. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what program you do, you have to put in the work. If you don't put in the work, nothing is going to succeed. No amount of money you spend on any program or coaching, you got to actually get out there and do it. And you got to do the shitty stuff so you can learn. A lot of people try to automate things right away and automate this and automate that when they don't even know what the hell they're automating. Like, stop it. Stop being lazy. This requires work. This requires time. Put in the work. Put in the time. Learn it. And once you learn it and you see a systemized format to automating it, then you automate. But until then, put in the work. If you don't want to, go do something else. Because if you're not willing to put in the work, guess what? People like myself are, and we're always going to beat you. Every single day of the week. So all you're doing is for nothing. So put in the work. You don't need any guru training. Get out there. Find the investors that are actually doing shit and bring them deals and partner with them. Whatever the hell they want to give you, take it and get the deal done and learn. Trust me, you're going to make money and you're going to learn so much more. So I hope you guys like this. Again, review us on iTunes and all the other platforms. It really helps. And I hope to catch you guys on the next episode, which hopefully will be subject to, but we'll see how that goes. All right, guys. Catch you on the next one.